Recently, questions about the health of eating red meat have made headlines after a study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine challenged a generation of research that linked the consumption of red meat and processed meat to an increase in heart disease and cancer. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In theory, the heart disease comes from meat's saturated fats and cholesterol, while the cancer risks seem to come from chemicals generated during the cooking of meat. Well, this week, patients came into my office with smug looks on their face. Some brought the articles or web printouts with them to show me that my advice to them to cut down on red meat was wrong. Well, not so quick. First, this was one study compared to many, many studies that show the potential dangers of eating red meat. I feel strongly that it's good for researchers to challenge orthodoxy and to question the status quo. Lots of assumptions that we have in medicine may be wrong, and they will remain until there's proof to change our thinking. But in this case, the editors of the Annals of Internal Medicine goofed big time. As I teach my medical students, skip any article in the medical journals that are funded by those with a vested financial interest in the outcome. Is it a simple coincidence that this study that contradicted national guidelines had funding links to an industry front group, the International Life Sciences Institute? The ILSI is funded by McDonald's and Coke and Nestle and big, large meat processors such as Cargill. The Annals Medical Journal claimed that they asked about sponsorship and the authors claimed to have no conflicts. But as a former medical journal editor myself, I wouldn't have stopped there. A study on meat that reaches the exact opposite conclusion to dozens and dozens of other studies should raise some red flags, requiring that the paper be carefully vetted for conflicts of interest. A simple search would have revealed that the lead author had a long history of challenging nutritional guidelines, some related to meat, but others related to the consumption of sugar. Coincidence that he's funded by ILSI, who in turn is funded by Nestle and Coke? Hardly a coincidence. Conflicts in research are way too common, and journal editors like Christine Lane at the Annals was asleep at the wheel. The lead author of the paper lied about his conflicts, and he should be forbidden from publishing papers in any medical journal for years, and only then with a red flag warning on his submission that in the past he has lied and concealed conflicts of interest. But still, the editor of the Annals should also be held accountable. Headlines flashed across TV screens, newspapers, and websites announcing that people can now consume meat without fear of harming their health. As a result, my patients changed their thinking, and some even changed their behaviors. It is the scientific community's responsibility to police itself, and the Annals was irresponsible, and people's health may suffer. Is it safe to eat meat and processed meat? I strongly encourage people to eat as little as possible. This paper did nothing to change my mind. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.